Cowboys lose to the Jets to start the fire Jason Garrett rumors back up in full force. And the Rams get pushed around by the Niners, who now look like the class of the NFC. Or, in that division, is it the Seahawks? Who do you think's better? You think the Niners are better than the Seahawks? I think Russell Wilson right now is in the hunt for MVP.
He has to be with the way that he's played, especially because the last 2 weeks, Mahomes has definitely fallen a little bit down a couple pegs in that race, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So now Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, guys like that are going to be the talk right now for that award.
I mean, can you believe what Watson did yesterday?
He's been awesome this year.
I mean, he really I got to say this about the Kansas City defense. I mean, they're butter, right? That's a butter defense.
They're awful.
There's no way they're winning the Super Bowl.
That is not a Super Bowl caliber defense.
That's what I'm saying. They're not winning the Super Bowl with that defense. They can't stop anybody. I mean, let's face facts. Have they not? They've lost two home games now, and their defense can't stop anybody. It's that simple. I mean, they carved right through them yesterday all day, right? And weren't they up 17-3 or something like that?
Came right out of the gates. They had a couple, they had 10-0 like 5 minutes into the game. They had a touchdown, a Texan turnover. They got a field goal. They were up really big early.
And then, literally, if you ask me, they got dominated the rest of the way. I mean, literally, it was 17-3, and then they got outscored 20-0 in the second quarter, and then 8-0 in the fourth quarter, right? So that was it. Lights out. That team is very dangerous. Now they're going to Indianapolis this week to take on the Colts. Do they go there and beat them too? I mean, they're just, starting.
I think they do.
They're starting to look like they're better than everybody.
Yeah, they're starting to click on all cylinders. Now you have the two-headed running back, Hyde and Duke Johnson, working well together on both sides. You have
Tunsil up front.
I mean, they're just beating people up.
Do you see the running that they're accomplishing? Like, running it right through the Kansas City defense like they were invisible. Tunsil is pushing people around.
And that's what people are learning you got to do with that team, just like you did with Brady and Manning. It's, keep them off the field as much as you can. Just, you want to score, but you want to take a long time doing it, because the less time you let Mahomes on the field, the less chance they have to win.
Yeah, well, everyone already put him in the Hall of Fame, so. Now, it's funny, in my opinion, even when they're losing, they just rave about this guy. Even when they're losing, they're talking about how just unstoppable he is as he's losing. I'm like, seriously, I'm watching him lose, right? I mean, I know all they did was lose me money yesterday. I'm about done with them. I don't have any faith in them. Do you, Carver? Do you believe in that Kansas? They're not winning anything with that defense. No way.
Yeah, I find
they're
it
not
hard
beating
to,
the Patriots.
They're not beating the Patriots, and that's the team that, of course, right now you have to measure everybody up against, because right now, who's on their level?
No one.
We thought the Chiefs might be.
The Texans.
People were on the Rams, obviously, going into the year because they were in the Super Bowl last year. They suck. So the Niners are still undefeated, but I don't think we quite know yet or believe yet that they're there. So right now it's the Patriots, as usual. It is the Patriots, and then it is everybody else.
Yeah, well, I mean, your team's 4-1. The Ravens are 4-2. I'll give them a nod. I think the Texans, with Deshaun Watson and Hopkins, are dangerous. They're more dangerous to me than – I think Lamar Jackson's dangerous running the ball. I think Deshaun Watson's dangerous running the ball and throwing the ball.
But their defense sucks too. The Ravens' defense isn't good either. It just isn't.
Well, there you go then. The Texans are the team and the Bills. That's it. The Texans are for real.
Right, and the Texans will try to beat the Pats. That would be a great matchup. I'm not sure if they play this year. I'd have to look at the schedules.
The Texans and Patriots are the only undefeated teams in the conference.
Right. That would be a matchup where the Texans would try to beat them with offense, which the Patriots, of course, having right now the top D in the NFL. The Bills will try to beat, as we saw a couple weeks ago unsuccessfully, the Bills will try to beat the Patriots in a rock fight. The Texans will try to beat the Patriots by scoring,
right?
Scoring the football.
So the Cardinals finally scored a run on an error, a throwing error, I think, by the left fielder.
Soto lost his footing there as he was trying to turn to make the throw, went down, and then when he threw it in, got away from the catcher, and the guy scored from third.
So there you go. They finally have a run on the board, and they have one out, two on, first and second. Boy, do they need runs. Anyway, you saw what happened, right? The Panthers won in London over the Buccaneers. This guy, Kyle Allen, they're talking about basically getting rid of Cam Newton now. Have you seen that, that there's talk about getting rid of him?
I don't know. I've seen it, believe me. I'm not too involved in that. Like I get it. This has been fun, but, I mean, isn't he their quarterback, right?
He is their quarterback.
They're not really going to try to, like, get Cam Newton out of Carolina for Kyle Allen, are they? Like, is that something that they're legitimately going to try and do?
It could be happening.
I don't like that at all.
Seahawks beat the Browns. The Browns are going to the Super Bowl. Right?
Man, the Browns just keep finding ways every Sunday, right? They just keep finding ways.
Their rock star quarterback keeps finding ways to give it away.
He's been a turnover machine.
Turnover machine and throwing 55%? What's he? He's average at best.
And people get on my guy. I know that my guy makes mistakes.
He's better than
He's been better than Mayfield this year. He absolutely has. And he's working with a lot less than what Mayfield's working with.
The Redskins beat the Dolphins 17-16. When they missed the field goal to go up 20-3, I knew they wouldn't cover. Right when he missed the field goal from 40 yards, I knew that that was the beginning of the end. The minute I saw that go right, I was like, here you go. Here comes the backdoor cover. And Dolphins should have won the game. The Eagles officially suck. And their coach guarantees a win in Dallas this week.
Right. Well, look, they got absolutely blitzed yesterday in Minnesota. One more thing from that skin game. Honestly, when the Dolphins are lining up for the two-pointer to win it at the end, they get the touchdown, Fitzmagic, everybody's going crazy. Was that more of a we don't want to win this game, but we're going to make it look like we want to win this game play that they ran for that two-point conversion? They ran that stupid running back screen. He threw the ball at the guy's feet. It's almost like they want to make it look like they were trying to win
like
the game,
trying
but they didn't.
Right. Why come back then in the game?
I know, but just look. Like, how do you call that play? You come all the way back. You get the touchdown.
So they still deny that they're doing that.
I get it. They all deny that. Nobody wants to say
that. The Saints won in Jacksonville, 13-6. Ravens, 23-17 over the Bengals. I hit the Ravens win, Bengals to cover. Niners, I hit that spread, 20-7 over the Rams. Cardinals beat the Falcons after Bryant missed an extra point. It's once again every week. It's automatic every week. A kicker will cost at least one team a game with his miserable misses. Broncos beat the Titans 16-0, and the Jets were the stunner of the day, 24-22. Do you give Sam Darnold a shot to cover the 9 in Foxborough next Monday night?
He's got a shot. They got a much better shot than they did that first game, even though it was like a much bigger spread. We said with Falk, there's no chance in hell
covering 16 that. Or something?
It was 21.5 or 22.
Oh, was it?
They ended up covering it on
covered.
Two, you know, wacky touchdowns on special teams and defense. I think they have an okay chance. I wouldn't bet the house on it, but he's got a shot the way he played yesterday.
All right, 855-212-4CBS.